The story we're about to tell you is one that will upset many. We will discuss suicide, but it's also something probably every parent should pay attention to. Jordan DeMay was a beloved 17-year-old high school student with his whole life ahead of him, until 2022, when he was targeted in a sextortion scheme. Now, sextortion is blackmail by cyber criminals who threaten to release nude or sexually compromising pictures unless a ransom is paid. And just hours after Jordan DeMay was the victim of sextortion, he died by suicide. And he's not alone. A rapidly growing number of children in the U.S. have been targeted, and dozens have died by suicide in the last few years. And many of the cyber criminals are based abroad, particularly in Nigeria. NPR's Emmanuel Ekinwotu in Lagos has been reporting on this and joins us now. Hello, Emmanuel.
Hi, Leila.
So, sextortion, I'm not sure a lot of our listeners will know much about what seems to be a growing and really concerning issue for young people. Can you tell us more about it?
Absolutely. It's a form of online extortion where people blackmail their targets either for money or other demands. Criminals typically use fake profiles on social media. Increasingly, actually, they're using AI-generated images to present as potential love interests and to extort for naked or compromising pictures. Then they demand money or threaten to share the pictures to the victim's family or friends. Even when the money's paid, the criminals demand more. And tragically, this is having fatal consequences, such as with 17-year-old Jordan DeMay.
17, I mean, it's just so young. What do we know about Jordan DeMay and how he died?
Jordan was known as a popular high school senior from Michigan.
So I have a bunch of nicknames. We have Dewey, we have Durag, we have Juice, and then the all time.
He wanted to be an athlete. He played both football and basketball, and he was about to graduate. I spoke to Jordan's mother, Jennifer, who talked to me about who he was.
He loved to play sports. He loved the beach, and he loved music. He was very easygoing, fun-loving, hardworking.
Then she told me about the day he died.
I got up for work and had seen that Jordan sent me a text message at 3:41 in the morning. It just said, "Mother, I love you." I texted him back. He did not respond.
Jordan was staying at his father's house, so Jennifer called him to find out where Jordan was.
His father called me 9 minutes later to let me know that Jordan was gone.
Initially, they were understandably confused about why this had happened, until she received a message from Jordan's girlfriend saying she thought Jordan had been talking to someone the night before. And you know, like probably most parents, she didn't even know what sextortion was. Then she got a transcript of the messages from Instagram. What happened was a group of young men based here in Lagos, in Nigeria, they pretended to be a girl based in the US, and they were threatening to release pictures of him unless he sent them money. He sent them $300, but then they wanted more. What was especially hard for her was reading just how desperate he was in the moments before he died. He even told the perpetrators that he was going to kill himself, and they told him to just do it then.
It was so callous and heartless. And as a mother, it just broke me to my core to hear that that's what he lived through and how he was tortured in the last moments of his life.
I can't imagine her reading those messages and seeing the pain that her son was in. Why are so many of these crimes being committed from Nigeria?
The perpetrators are in the US and all over the world, but particularly here in Nigeria. There's this long history of online scams committed from here. This is a really complicated issue because clearly this is a major problem, not just for victims in the US, but also here in Nigeria too. People here suffer from this in multiple ways, from the scammers themselves and from police forces who use this to target more or less any young man with a laptop or a phone. This is a growing concern. And there are even videos on Instagram, TikTok and YouTube giving advice on how to commit these crimes.
And if you don't have a USA Facebook account, you can't send messages. All right, your messages won't go through.
Some of them even offer scripts that are almost identical to the ones used on Jordan. This has become a serious enough issue that the head of the FBI, Chris Wray, visited Nigeria last week.
Okay, well, he's in the region. This is one of the main issues as to why. And you got a chance to talk to Director Wray. What did he say about sextortion?
I spoke to him at the end of his visit here. It was the first ever visit, actually, by an FBI director to Nigeria. And he said that this was at the forefront of his discussions, including with the president, Bola Tinubu, and basically wanted to urge Nigerian authorities to do more.
Jordan was a 17-year-old from Michigan and is one of the more heartbreaking cases of sextortion that we've encountered. And we're talking about kids between 10 and 17 years old, typically, but we've even seen victims as young as 7 years old. And one of the things that makes this crime so heartbreaking and difficult to detect is the victims are afraid and embarrassed.
The perpetrators in the Jordan DeMay case were two brothers from Lagos, Samuel and Samson Ogoshi. They're 20 and 22 years old. And they were extradited to the US and pled guilty to child exploitation charges. They're now awaiting sentencing.
The extradition of Nigerian citizens in the sextortion case of Jordan DeMay was, I believe, the first of its kind. And we and the Nigerians are looking to build on that success.
You know, listening to Jennifer, Jordan DeMay's mother, you can hear how helpless she was. She didn't know what her son was going through online in this world that she wasn't a part of. What is she doing now after her son's tragic death?
Absolutely. You know, she's so angry, understandably, about the role of social media companies that fail to protect children like her son Jordan and countless other children from these kind of threats that are so prevalent and so dangerous. But one of the moving elements of this story is how, despite that, she's now become a kind of leading voice on this issue.
I think it's important that we continue to talk to our children. If it does happen to them, if they don't know who they're speaking to, they shouldn't share any images. But if they do, they need to come to you for help with it.
Before Jordan died, he opened a TikTok account for her, which she now uses to raise awareness about what he suffered. And her videos, like the one we've just heard, have been watched and shared by millions of people. And they warn parents and encourage them to talk to their children and to teach them that this threat exists.
Emmanuel Akinwato in Lagos. Thank you so much, Emmanuel.
Thank you, Leila.
And if you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.